give her 60 cents. 60 cents.
The most then.
Six people give us a dime.
As it is, realize him, the Father, Allah has been good to us,
yes.
Has kept us from all hurt and harm and danger, has kept our arms of mercy around us.
Yes.
Has indeed blessed us often, our Father. Bless those that give and bless those that inherit to give. Realize him, the Father, sit high and bless the Lord. See all we do and hear all we say. How much did we praise you? Now, Father, it's by getting about time for us to return back to our different home.
Yeah.
Some of us has got a long way to go out there on the highway. You know, our Father, what awaits us.
Yes.
But, oh Lord, we ask you to guide and direct the road vehicles and keep us on the road.
Yes.
Have mercy, we pray.
Yes.
We know that thou know all things, thou sees all things,
yes.
Thou hearest all things.
Yes.
When our journey home, Heavenly Father, guide the vehicles.
Yes.
See us all safely back home.
Yes.
We pray thee.
Yes.
Turn us back to our families, our Father.
Yes.
In your name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
While we're making a few more adjustments here, do anyone have any remarks or announcements? If you do, you might make them. Huh.
President, member of Florida, Alabama, St. Louis, friend, business friend, again, I would say we are glad to have you here. Hope that you can return to be with us again. Someday we hope that we could be able to visit you at your home. Hope that we would tell all our other members who are not here what they missed today.
Yeah.
Miss some good singing. Be sure to tell you why we missed it.
Amen.
Looking for a next session. Tell all our members to come next session, if they possibly can. If they would be here, if all our members were here, this church would be just about full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we was visiting churches, we had church food. Mostly every time. Saturday night, Sunday, had a good gathering. Of course, I know how that is. A lot of church members were there. But we can invite our friends and members to come to Crestview to the convention. We'd be so happy to have them. We miss a lot of our members. Some of them I send programs to, don't see them, but we're going to continue to try to get them to come. And each of you, let's ask our members to come to the next session if we'll be living to see it. We certainly would appreciate it. You know, the directors and presidents all work hard sometimes to try to get them here, and still we fail. But I believe if you just take a little more interest in the convention, you will be made happy. Because it's yours. It don't belong to me or one or two of us. It belongs to the whole community. Everybody. This is everybody's building. Florida and Alabama. That means a whole lot, don't it? Taking up two states and more. From any people from anywhere are welcome to come here. That's what it's for. We hope that the people will realize it. Brother Weaver couldn't come today, Brother President. He was engaged at layman meeting in some parts of Alabama. But he told me that he wouldn't be here this time. But he hopes to try to come the next time. And any time that we feel like coming on over and he don't be here, you know, come on, because his spirit and fellowship is with this convention. You have him give up. He's just been so busy in other engagements that he called me the telephone this time, said he couldn't get you in. He got to go to, you know, he's president of that Langham business over there, nine, and it just keeps him going from one place to another. He said he's going to break loose and come back to us whenever he could get away in a session. And said for us to continue to come and visit him, particularly when he's in Mobile in Alabama. I believe that's about all. Deacon Sullis, I know Brother Milton told you he had death in his family, and he's gone to Birmingham. So we're going to turn the further service back in the hand of the president.
Thank you. We presume that we have no other announcements. So the report is ready. We'll have the finance report next.
Mr. President, we would like to thank each and every one for the cooperation that you gave us in selling the tickets. We would like to give you a breakdown on the finance. Ms. Eula Gibson, $38. Lucille Hogan, $66. Lori Milton, $39. Derek Milton, $7. Janice Milton, $5. Ines Christian, $45. Willa Bass, $21. Brother Joe Sellers, $50. Grady Union Class, $67. Bay County Class, $56. Reverend James Williams, $5. Ms. Ines Cobbs, $5. Making a total from the tickets, $404 even. Our report, May 17, 1980, Convention Center, Crestview, Florida. Public offerings were $61.18. Executive Board, $17.50. From classes, $220. Badges, $10. From tickets, $404. Making a total raise, $722.68. At the close of the meeting, we would like to meet with President Moore, Deacon Gary, and Deacon Milt. That's the report. We had not have the drawing as soon as you carry the report.
We have heard the report come from the secretary. What does we say, Omega?
Madam President, I move that the report coming from the secretary be received.
And motion, and second, that the report coming from the secretary be received. After had time to consider the statement, ready for questions? All in favor, let me know you sign aye. Opposed? There is none. So, we clap a minute as ready. Now, just before she comes to complete the drawing, see who will be the person that will take the TV along with them. Again, I said we'd like to thank you for your presence here, those that took time out to come. Appreciate it very, very much. I must say this, she gave the amount that was raised, but she was unable to give the balance because of the fact that at the present time, we are so far in debt and owe so many people, so we got to put it in the hat and shake it up and see who we're going to take out. So after that's done, well, then you'll know what I'm saying. As some of you know, we yellow a large size banknote that we have got to pay, and a lot of personal money from different ones of the group that just had to put their own personal money in trying to force it, that's all. Some of you might didn't know, there ain't no secret, so I'm telling you. So that's what happened. So now, at this time, I might better to see who was gonna win the season.
Just before you draw, let me ask this. If a member of the convention name is drawn, do we win what? Yes, uh-huh. I mean a member of the convention.
If they have both.
Yeah. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Thank you.
We are thankful that that's taken care of. As we know, everybody could win. Win but one winner. She happened to be that. So now I won't have to be mad with Brother Gabe if he didn't win it, and I didn't. So he'll be going all the way back to Jacksonville. Thank you so very, very much. Now the program here is something I got to get kind of sick. Tell him rather than thanks by Ms. Poley. I don't know why I know her. P-O-L-E-Y. Is that who it is? Oh, well, I got you home or somewhere. I don't see her. She's not here. And I didn't think to ask anyone else. So anyway, nobody knows anymore how to thank you for doing something to me. So I'll just give everybody a great, great, big thank you for all that you've done, even your presence, because you didn't have to even be here. You could have been someplace else. So we just thank you. Thank those that brought the food. Thank those that didn't bring any. Thank those that eat and those that didn't eat. So everything has been wonderful. There's always room for improvement. We're still thankful for that it was done. Is there any other remarks or announcements? Let you go now because it's hot and we're going to let you go back to the air conditioner now. And one of these days when you come, we hope to have one sitting in here for you. Just take like the song, we saw a little more time. Yeah, we didn't have enough time. And when we do that, we're going to fix it comfortable and nice and you enjoy yourself. You sing and won't get too wet. You know. So we thank you. Again, I say, anyone that have anything they would like to say? Say what? Yes, ma'am.
I just want to tell everybody that we've enjoyed you all last night.
You. That is something else, you know, we should be thankful for, to know that you sang this, the way they call it, the fogyism or the fogy type music, whatever you call it, and people come 500 miles just to record us singing. Don't you know that's somebody? Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So they have enjoyed being here. We have enjoyed them being here.
Amen.
And I hope they can come back again and do. I hope we'll have more of our people here where we can even do a better job.
Amen.
So we thank all of you that come. So now, if there's not any more announcements, while we're ready for our journey, stand.
Get charged to me. I have
I'm not going to get this back.